graces all, whose Father is the same.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the epistle. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially Jason and Joyce and Chuck, what joy today! Joyce's baptism, Chuck's, Joyce's, and Jason's profession of faith and promise to live the rest of their lives in and from their baptism into Christ. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than this, does it? The Lord Jesus keeps his promises. He has for himself a church. He has his disciples, his hangers-on. The Lord Jesus is the one who has his way. He has his say. His gifts, they enliven. His gifts deliver eternal benefits. And so we, like St. Paul and Timothy, like in the text, always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, Jason, and when we pray for you, Chuck and Joyce, because you have confessed your faith in Christ Jesus, just like the early Christians did in the beginning of Christianity. When you believe in Jesus, you can't help but confess him. He is the Savior, the one and only Savior of sinners. You, me, and an entire world full. His doing a Good Friday and an Easter Sunday was for all of you. He is the Good Samaritan, if you will. He took pity on you, you who were left beaten to a pulp on the road and left to die. He bandaged and dressed your wounds. He paid entirely for your recovery. He has delivered you from the dominion of darkness and transferred you into his kingdom of redemption, in which you have the forgiveness of sins. And where there is his Good Friday forgiveness, there is life and salvation. Oh, you are very precious to him. He died and he rose for all of you. Now, when you confess Jesus like you three did today, you have now made for yourselves a bitter enemy. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? It's the devil. Today, you three renounced Satan, his works, and all his ways. And I'm here to tell you that's very dicey work. Satan and all his hellish demons will assault you, and they will attack you. They will tempt you with lies. And they will enlist the world in your sinful flesh as their allies in their lies. And the biggest of all the lies goes like this. Are you listening? The biggest of all of their lies is this. The Lord's words don't matter. The Lord's a liar. Your words are better than the Lord's. I'm here to tell you that is a categorical lie. Your words are not better than the Lord's, and so Jesus calls all of us, including these three today, to repentance and faith, to fear, love, and trust him above all things. He calls all of us to remember the Sabbath day by gladly hearing his word and to hold it sacred. Jesus calls you to hear his word of absolution. He calls you to the supper in which he commands and promises, eat and drink, my body, my blood of the New Testament, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. That's the life of holy baptism. It's what it means to be a baptized believer. It means, as I said earlier, it means to be a hanger-on. It means being like a college student who comes home for the weekend to stay with mom and dad. It means being a moocher. Mooching off of his word, his gifts. In other words, being a lifelong renouncer of Satan, his works and his ways, but being then totally dependent on the Lord Jesus and his very good Good Friday works and ways for all of you. So as St. Paul and St. Timothy did for the early Christians at Colossae, so we will do for you, Jason, Chuck, and Joyce. We will pray for you. We're here to help you. We are here to aid you and to assist you. And so St. Paul writes, we have not ceased to pray for you. Did you hear that, members of Trinity? I beseech all of you, you must pray for Joyce and Chuck and Jason every day in your prayers. They want and they need your spiritual support as fellow baptized members of the holy and royal priesthood. And so part of your priestly privilege as the baptized is to pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. It is the life of self-sacrificial love for each other. And Joyce and Chuck and Jason, you know what? You too will live a life of love. I beg you then to pray for all of us here at Trinity. We need your prayers as well. And here's how we will pray for each other, taking our cue from the Apostle Paul and Timothy in the text, asking that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding, and to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Quite simply, that is the life of faith toward God and love for each other. Faith toward Jesus, who has redeemed you, who has forgiven you of everything, who's given you salvation, heaven, and then, of course, life for this world, the life of love, living for others and not yourself, offering your body as a living sacrifice, like Jesus, the Good Samaritan. Not counting the cost, not keeping score, loving your neighbor. Listen carefully. Loving your neighbor simply because your neighbor needs your love. That's it. You live not to be served by others, but rather to serve them, to give your life for the sake of your neighbor, to live for their benefit. All you have to do is review the Old Testament reading from Leviticus, and you have that spelled out for you. This is the Lord's good use of you, your baptized life, until the last day or the day you die and are buried 6 feet under. So, for faith and love among us here at Trinity, we're going to pray for you three, and you're going to pray for all of us. What joy. Thanks be to God for that. So, welcome again, Joyce and Chuck and Jason, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.